Household Express, every Thursday morning from 10 to 11. A program dedicated to all your homemaking needs. It offers practical tips and advice on organizing your home, home management ideas, consumer tips, household hints and remedies, home decorating, budgeting, and more.
The Household Express is brought to you by Sugar and Spice of Farianakhan. Contact 016-455-443.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the weekly Thursday morning edition of the Household Express, a program dedicated to all your homemaking needs. I am Sister Amara, joined by my two lovely co-hosts, Auntie Khadija Ibrahim and Auntie Hawa Surti, and we're delighted to be in your company up to 11 a.m. this morning. Assalamu alaikum, Auntie Hawa, how are you keeping?
Walaikum salam, alhamdulillah, and hope to hear the same from our dedicated listeners out there.
Yes, certainly. Assalamu alaikum, Adikaja, how are you keeping?
Walaikum salam, wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. I am well, and I hope all the listeners are also well.
Well, let's look forward to in today's program. And here's what you can basically expect in today's program. Today we're celebrating South African Indian foods. Yes, this week we celebrate the rich culture of South African Indian cooking. The cooking journey of Indians in South Africa has gone through changes and adaption. Many recipes that have started out as favorites has changed and evolved as culture did. Today we take a look at proud South African Indian foods, and we look at what heritage foods we all have. You know, I think the South African Indians don't cook like the Indians from India,
yes,
or Pakistan.
Definitely.
We cook differently, you know. We talk about our different types of biryanis and our aknis. You know, we get like a surti biryani, and in our akni we get like a surti akni, we get our mehman akni also, a cockney akni also.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's so much to talk about, you know, in today's program. Also, Auntie, what recipes can we look forward to today?
Okay, today we're sharing all different types of akhni recipe. Our first one is a mehman akhni recipe. The second one is also another mehman akhni recipe.
Well, today our very special guest, we chat to our very own Ibrahim Shah from Radio Islam. Now, Ibrahim is such a love for food that could possibly start it as a small boy. From making pancakes to evolving into making akhni, his tips and tricks may just inspire us to take on a dish we fear. So, assalamu alaikum, Ibrahim. How are you?
Wa alaikum salam, Atumara, and assalamu alaikum to other listeners. Alhamdulillah, and yourself?
Alhamdulillah, we've got Auntie Khadija, we've got Auntie Hawa, my two lovely girls in the studio. And I'm sure all our Radio Islam colleagues might be listening to the show as well. And to all your family and friends as well. And, well, Ibrahim Shah, how did your journey into the kitchen start?
How about you said it all, from a small boy, I started off with pancakes. And then, gradually, with eggs and sorry. And then I just died of now, recently, myself and my wife, we work odd shifts. So, I don't know if Papa knows what it is. We had the cooking challenge at Radio Islam.
Yes.
And, and I sent a joke to her. I boiled water in a flask and I sent it to Brother Tufail.
Okay.
So then I was 31 day and then I said, let me try it out. And then I went onto the Radio Islam website and I was scrolling through, and rice is a favorite dish in our house. So every week we must have rice. So I tried out the mehman akhni, and yeah, as you speak, I'm cooking now.
Okay, you're going to have to send for me mehman akhni home. Yes, okay. We'd love to taste your mehman akhni, Ibrahim, yes.
It should be ready now in about an hour's time, if you're around.
No, I won't be around. I need to run off somewhere as well. But jazakallah for that, Ibrahim. All right. Now, Jalas, you made a mehman akhni and you're busy making it now, right? How did you come up to identify what spice is what, and also like your whole spices and how to properly make the mehman akhni, you know?
Well, so I followed the recipe on Radio Islam. It's a must try. I followed it too. That my wife was also laughing at me. I don't know much about spices. I just learned now as I was going. My wife trained me also. So I followed the recipe up where I boiled 2 cups of water.
Mm-hmm.
with the following: 2 teaspoons of jeera, 5 cardamom pods, 3 to 4 cloves, 3 cinnamon sticks, and 12 black peppercorns. So we boiled it in a single pot with water, and left it aside. And then I took soaked the 2 cups of rice in hot water, left it aside. Took my chicken, cut into pieces.
I was going to ask this. I got a question for you.
I was going to ask you this: did you wash the chicken yourself?
I can't wash it myself. My wife was laughing. You never ever touch the chicken. It was hard at first, but I got used to it.
Alhamdulillah.
I think this is the 3rd time I'm cooking the Yemen Akne already.
So you're probably an expert in it now.
I'm getting there.
Okay. And continue telling us about how you made the Yemen Akne, Ibrahim.
So then I took the 2 cup of rice, I soaked it in hot water and left it aside. Then I took the chicken, cut into pieces. 2 large onions, finely chopped. That was also a challenge for me, first time. And then I took the 1 cup oil with a cup of ghee, quarter cup of ghee, and I put the onions in, braised the onions with the oil and ghee, and added the chicken. I then took 1 tablespoon ginger paste and 1 tablespoon garlic paste, added it in, 1 teaspoon salt, 1.5 teaspoons jeera powder, 1 teaspoon turmeric, and 2 grated tomatoes with 3 teaspoons paprika and hot chili powder, and 2 teaspoons dhania powder. And I cooked the chicken with the supper. And then I added 2 cups of sour milk.
Okay.
And the soaked spices I did it in the start. Added it to the pot, and I just let it cook for a while.
Okay.
And then I took the potatoes, I put it in, added it into the pot until it was done. It cooked with the chicken.
Okay.
And after it up, it says, once the potatoes were cooked, I added the raw rice.
The raw rice, yes.
With a very little water and dhania and a sprig of mint.
Okay.
And then I just popped it into the oven for about 45 minutes to cook.
Okay, lovely, Ibrahim. And did you make your own sour milk as well?
Gee. So I just took I don't know if this is a shortcut, but I put sour milk with some salt and green chutney.
Yes. Okay. Perfect. Yes, suspect. So if you attempted Akne, I'm sure your next attempt would be biryani.
Yeah, but so far I did the first dish I found on the recipes was creamy machacho's chicken.
Okay.
That also was awesome. And then I tried the butter chicken the next day, and then was the Akne.
Okay. And Ibrahim, what tips can you give us when it comes to making Akne or any other foods, say for like males like you want to, you know, start cooking in the kitchen? What tips and advice can you give us?
Oh, for it. just follow the recipes, and I'm sure they will go wrong.
Okay, and just know that, do you clean as you go?
I was just going to ask that.
Do you clean as you go?
Yeah, my wife was just saying, I do clean up, I wash the pots. As soon as I use them, I wash them out and then clean them dry. And then
okay. And how did you basically, Ibrahim, identify each spice? I'm sure your wife must have taught you, know. But now what happened if she's at work and, you know, make something? How do you identify with dana, jiru, things like that?
So what I did is I video called her from and then she said, no, we just look, I labeled all the
bottles. Okay, yes.
So that was easy for me also.
Okay, you've done chicken. Have you done anything with mutton?
Not yet, but I want to try in the coming days, but not yet, just chicken so far.
Okay, and besides the Akne and the biryani and things like that, what other dishes have you prepared?
That's the only ones I did ever do on my own.
Okay, I think an easy one that you basically sent us a picture on the group was the subs that you prepared.
Yeah, and I made the subs also.
Okay. Did you take the leftover chicken?
No. That was a separate one. I used fresh water that I made from fresh.
From fresh, okay. Tell us how you made it. Did you cut your fillet? Did you cube it?
I washed it and then cubed it, and then cooked it in all the spices. I don't have the spices in front. I can't remember. It's off again. Because I tried it first. It was a short recipe. It wasn't much spices.
Mm-hmm. And you bought your ready-made rolls?
Jaden, I just bought foot-long rolls and made some kachumar and added it to the chicken.
Okay, lovely. And Ibrahim, like you've been in the kitchen, you say, from a young boy, and now you're becoming to more other dishes like your aknis, your biryanis. What kitchen tool, you know, or kitchen gadget would you say it's easy to use in the kitchen?
The blender probably is the easiest. When it comes to, that's I think the easiest menu.
And you feel like if you're going to be starting, like males going first time in the kitchen, would it be better for them to label all the spices and ingredients until you become familiar with it?
Yeah, it makes life easier. Like I said, my wife labeled all the bottles, so it was easy for me to.
Okay, and do you cook on gas or electric?
Electric,
okay.
Today's one will be on gas because the stove is not...
Okay, so would you find, are you cooking on gas today, but now would you find cooking for you easier on gas or electric?
The gas looks much easier.
It's much faster. All right, okay. And do you peel your own potatoes and onions?
Yes, from start.
Okay. Ibrahim, any tips and advice for all the males listening out there on some cooking advice and cooking tips?
I think males should start helping in the kitchen, because when I look at my wife, it looked hard, but when I tried it, it was easy.
Okay.
I got used to it, I got a hang of it. I just think all males should try help out in the kitchen when they get a chance. Mm-hmm. And also I challenge my rabbit to Mehman Akne.
Okay.
Because he's the one that made me make it today. Mm-hmm. I challenge him today also.
Okay, Ibrahim. Okay. Just thank you for coming on and sharing us your cooking experience in the kitchen and for the Mehman Akne recipe and that. And wish you all the luck and lots of barakah. Ameen. Just thank you, Ibrahim. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.